It's Powderfinger already gone. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Come on, let's rock right into it.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Rocked right into
it. Come on, guys. Let's rock right into this. You loser. Oh. You absolute loser.
Yeah, well, at least...
I wish I didn't hear that. I feel like a sadder person for hearing it.
At least I own my car.
Yeah, you
and
bought
I'm
a car.
I'm not wearing a pink T-shirt.
You bought a car. Well done. What's wrong with the pink T-shirt?
It's actually quite a nice T-shirt.
A flowery shirt.
Floral. Yeah, floral shirt. A little party shirt.
No, I'd say flowery. Different.
It's the same thing.
Flowery implies there's a bit more going on.
Wee problem as passengers trapped on Melbourne Star wheel from The Age.
Do they allow drugs onto the Star?
Wee problem.
Oh, wee. Well, you, okay, good stuff. Wee problem. What happened here? This doesn't sound very naughty.
Passengers were trapped on the Melbourne Star observation wheel at Docklands for over an hour on Saturday night. Is that because they were in Docklands that they were trapped there?
Wanted to get
out. A little joke for them people in Melbourne.
Yeah.
A little Melbourne gag about Docklands.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Is this thing on?
I think it is.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Loudly.
The wheel was halted at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And for those people that bought it at 5:30, some of them didn't get out until 7:30, which means that they had to open up their emergency urinals. Supplied in packs on board the ride.
Oh, actually.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Some people had to wee on the Melbourne Star.
Because they were stuck
there. Ferris wheel.
For the whole 2 hours. That's not very long, is it?
Nah, you could keep it in for 2 hours. I mean, with a bladder like mine, though, I'd be emergency weeing. Well, I have to wee every hour.
Well, you just wee everywhere, all over the place. You wouldn't mind, because then you could just be sitting in it and you'd be. Oh, it's cool. That's cool. Well, it's kind of warm.
The old WS, the old GS.
You don't mind a bit of piss play.
Okay.
Was there number twos happening or ones?
Nah.
Just ones.
They will be fully refunded for their tickets and receive $10 off commemorative photos.
Oh, what? That's underwhelming, isn't it, if you're coming off that? That's all they got for compensation. Was $10 off a photo that they're not going to want to buy because they had to pee in a bowl.
And fully refundable, all fully refunded tickets. Hey, they got to eat jelly beans because there was bottled water and jelly beans in the Ferris wheel. Sorry, Melbourne Star wheel. It's not a Ferris wheel, is it?
Hey, speaking of having to use emergency supplies, you know on Friday night, or actually Thursday night it was, we had our first show at the Comedy Festival and we had a...
Oh, yeah, if you're in Melbourne, head to comedyfestival.com.au, search Tom and Ollie and book tickets.
We had a big night. We went out and celebrated, had a few drinks, a few too many you could say, Tom. Because the next day I made my girlfriend Sarah get up to go... to a cafe, and she was also there partying with us, and so she wasn't feeling great, and I drove us to a cafe at about 2 p.m. For brunch, and she somehow managed to, on the way, feeling sick, found a aeroplane-style vomit
bag
in the back of the car and used it as I drove her to a cafe. Just got out some bile and off we went to have a latte and a steak sandwich. It was I had a good time.
We want to know your emergency toilet stops. I'm on 3353. I mean, we heard from Spencer's before, who was locked in a bungalow for 3 days. He had to use a bucket that was in the girl's little wardrobe there because he couldn't go out because her dad might see him.
Yeah, that was a strange story. But let's take your stories now. Emergency lavatory, we're calling it, or emergency bathroom trip.
Hey, Alfie.
How are you?
Bloody good, mate. You've got an emergency bathroom stop that you had to take.
Yeah, a few years ago, I was working on a, shall we say, a work site in the city.
We shall say that. We shall say that.
And we were allowed to have a few sherbets after work, which when they're free, you sort of knock a few more down as quick as you can before you catch the train.
Sure.
Anyway, the wife said, whatever you do, make sure you're home on time. And a couple of stops onto the train ride, I hadn't broke the cork and had to go.
No.
And all I had was visions of getting home without getting off that train. Oh. And I just got to Mordialloc and I couldn't handle it any longer. So jumped out between the carriages, as you do.
Oh.
Standing there, starfish tackle in one hand, propped on the other arm, and midstream, I just couldn't stop.
And the train's and hurtling down the tracks.
No, we just started to take off now because I got out as she was stationary. I was occupational health and safety.
Good man.
However, she started to move. I still hadn't finished.
Big one.
In a bit of a panic, we're going across the level the crossings, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And there's just a queue of traffic watching me do my bit.
Boom.
And all I could do is wave.
Yeah.
Oh, big public wave.
You're the
weren't
star
you,
of the show in that moment. Oh. How's the wife?
Anyway.
Happy wife, happy life? She was all good?
Yeah, you know, I made it home on time, which was good. I never got off the train, which is awesome.
Yeah,
well, that's good stuff. Just wee on the train.
Yeah, your wife will be proud. My son got home, not my son, my husband got home on time because he peed between the carriages.
133353, those emergency lavatory stops, the toilet stops. Give us a call, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Yeah! What a track. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Still got Paul Kelly coming up. Hootie Gurus. Silverchair. Jeez.
And happy Easter Tuesday as well.
Happy Easter Tuesday for everyone in Tasmania.
Well, and everyone else. We still get it. We just...
Yeah, it's just they get a holiday, don't they?
We're working hard for it. They're not. We get the satisfaction.
Aren't we?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After 9.
Ooh, let's get this done. I need to play some Far Cry 5 tonight, and I'm excited. I want to get home and smash some Xbox One.
Do ya?
Yeah, Far Cry 5 was released last week.
You don't want a GameCube to play Luigi's Mansion?
Back in the day, I did.
Yeah, you've passed that now.
Yeah.
You've grown up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? We're doing emergency lavatory stops on 133353. Give us a call.
Guess what?
What?
No, that's what you said.
Yep.
Andrew, you've had an emergency lavatory?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did it go down?
I pooed myself at the train station. Yeah.
Andrew.
All right, why?
I had a bad omelette in the morning. I made an omelette. One of the ends was bad.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell it was bad, but I ate it because I had to go to uni. I was in a rush. So I ate it anyway. Yeah. And
was it like green or something or what?
It was green. It was green. Yeah.
Yeah. And you just thought, stuff it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was hungry.
Legend.
Yeah. And I was on the train back home from uni. It was fine at uni, but on the train, that's when I felt it.
Oh, the vibrations.
And it was something happening, down the stomach area. Mm. And I was going through Flinders. I was like, I'm not using that toilet because it was just, they're terrible. There's no point.
Cruising.
Exactly. So I was like, I'll hold it in. And then by Southern Cross, that's it. I had to do it. Yeah. Ran out. People everywhere. It was peak hour.
Oh.
People everywhere. And I could see the toilets in the distance.
Yeah.
But it just went. It just happened. It just happened in the middle, everybody around.
At that city station, that Southern Cross station
in Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Very public.
Yeah. Very public.
Just stop and squat or just...
I ran, but I was wearing jeans, so it all kept in the pan.
And with jeans, you can't wash jeans because the color comes out, so you've just got to live with it.
Just put them in the freezer. You know, just put your jeans in the freezer when that happens.
Freeze that poo out. they're still there. I'll leave them in the freezer for a bit longer.
Yeah, because it kills the germs. Just wash your jeans, you gypsy. Can you say gypsy?
Gypsy.
Can you say gypsy?
Wow, a big Malcolm Turnbull does, I feel like, so why not?
Hey, Jai.
Hello.
And, of course, you drive a Subaru now, so you definitely can say gypsy.
I don't get it.
Jai, you have had an emergency lavatory trip?
Yes. When we were moving up to Queensland a fair while ago, me and my mum, I have six sisters. It was us in the car, needed to take a crap, and mum couldn't stop because we were on the highway. So, what's it called? We got the bucket out the back and all my sisters were around. It was like one of them old vans, you know, they have the seats, sections and all that. So I had to go up to the back. I took a crap in it with all my sisters around and everything. Okay.
Sorry, I missed the point where why you couldn't stop. Why couldn't you stop?
Oh, because mum just didn't want it. She said we don't have enough time. she just didn't stop.
You defecate in a moving car with your whole family.
Yep. And I was the only boy.
That
all my sisters around.
That would have stunk.
Oh, it did.
Like, my house is pretty small, and the whole house smells if I do a poo sometimes. So if you're in a car,
what? And then where did you put the bucket afterwards?
We just sat it in the back until
Talk about insane in the methane.
Oh god!
Yeah, we sat it in the back until we got to the bloody new place. Oh, it was bad, eh?
How long was it in the back for?
Oh, we were good 2 hours away from our house, so it stunk, eh?
But when you got there, it was compost, so it's good for the garden.
Nice. Check it on the worm farm, I reckon. They'll love it. Hey, Rusty.
Tom's worm
farm. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate.
Yeah, sick. Your emergency toilet stop?
These guys are physically challenged. Uh-huh. I managed to keep it in.
Oh, right.
Ah, okay. So you didn't do a toilet trip.
Oh, be kind. I forced two of a golf day. And big night on the grog the night before.
Oh, yeah.
Early tee off.
Yeah.
On the fourth tee, and I decided on to have a pie for breakfast.
Okay.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
And on the fourth tee, it's hit me, and I've had to drag me buggy and clench me cheeks across two fairways.
Yeah.
There wasn't a bush big enough to sort of hide it.
Yeah.
But I did find a bit of a gully.
Bit of the what?
And water runoff.
Sand pit,
a bush.
Yeah.
And I got me back to
that. Producer Bell, why wouldn't you put Jai's phone call after Rusty's?
Why did Rusty have
why
to come
would
on
Rusty
there?
Have to come end there?
On the show.
Producer Bell.
Because he ended up losing the game of golf because he had to poo.
That would have come in about 5 minutes with that story, that ending, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, look up. You know, once I pop them over, I don't have any control.
Yeah, right. Pack up your desk.
Yeah.
Don't have one.
That's right.
Get one, then pack it up.
Yeah.
Because that was rusty.
Boom. Hey, 133353, your emergency toilet stops. Give us a call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Emergency toilet stops, obviously, after the people in Melbourne were stuck on the Melbourne Star in Docklands for about 2 hours, and they had to use a couple of the people anyway who had weak bladders like me had to use emergency urinals supplying packs on board the ride. And why is the Age in Melbourne reporting it as a ride? Would you call it a ride?
I think a wheel is technically a ride. It's not
an hour-long Ferris wheel ride.
It's no sewage system, which is far more fun, if you ask me, to be whirling around on in LA if you're a young boy.
Don't tell 13-year-old Jesse that, who did go through the...
Mate, he says it was a tough time. It was fun, mate. Just cheer up. You were going through a fun series of tunnels with water and poo in them.
Kylie, you had to have an emergency toilet stop.
It wasn't me. It was my mum.
Oh, yeah.
I was on my learners at the time, and I would drive myself to TAFE.
Yeah.
And then she would drive home, and her morning routine was having a smoke and a Big M coffee, and then she'd go home and take a poo.
Your mum.
Yeah.
This morning, I drove to TAFE, and my brother had a job interview around the corner.
Yeah.
And so she was waiting for him to finish.
Yeah.
And she couldn't... wait.
The routine was so entrenched.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
It was a normal morning routine.
Yeah.
But she couldn't find a toilet close and she was in her pajamas.
Yeah.
So she was driving around
and
couldn't find a toilet, so she passed in the back street.
Yes.
And I had a little Mitsubishi Mirage hatchback.
Yes.
So it was my first car.
Yes.
Okay. What year was it?
I think it was 98 model.
Didn't want to know that.
Yeah.
And what she did was she laid a towel down on the floor.
Yeah.
Pushed the seat forward.
Good.
Pooped on the towel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then put the towel inside a plastic bag. And then put the plastic bag inside of a Macca's bag.
Oh.
And I was at TAFE and I got this.
Yeah. 133353, emergency toilet stops. Give us a call and maybe leave out some of the details of the story. Just get right to it. It's nice and quick. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After 9. I want you back, Hootie Gurus. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Before that, Firewood and Candles, Paul Kelly. Off the album, Life is Fine. Life is fine, especially here on a Tuesday night, although I'm racing home. I need a go reconnect with Boomer in Far Cry 5, you know.
Okay, well, you are an out and proud gamer, so good. You know, fly that flag.
Yeah, I will.
Fly that rainbow flag.
Okay.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Now that gamers can get married, it's good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off with sound effects before as well.
Oh, no, no worries, man.
Tom and Ollie.
You'll still hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, do
that. The gamer stuff's good.
Yeah. No, no, it's good.
Belle's loving it, which is good. I like it when Belle laughs.
What? Whenever you say Belle, you always need to say.
No, I don't.
Producer Belle. It's like a rule.
I do what I want, be rather.
Hey, Sim.
Hey, mate.
You had an emergency toilet stop after we talked about this because of the people in Melbourne on the Melbourne Star.
Yeah. Like, so I'm pretty much just heading off home after hanging with the mates and go, and your content, your segment just came up and you know, stop it. I have to go right now.
No, you don't.
So I was number one, so just pulled it. Well, not even pulling over. Still driving. Grab an empty bottle.
No.
Put my John in the hole. No. Went to town pretty much.
Oh, hopefully it was a Gatorade bottle.
No, it was an iced tea bottle.
Oh, okay.
Still works.
You don't want the Coke bottle that has the small mouth on it, or a can. Don't try and go in a can.
No, you want a nice big gaping hole to sort of make that work.
No, not at all, mate.
Yeah. Sim, don't wee and drive next time, all right, mate?
Isn't it true, though? There's a story about if you put your penis in something, like there's a suction issue. Is it with bottles?
Well, okay, so what's happening is, whilst you're weeing in, the air needs to come out somehow. So if you are going to wee in a bottle, make sure that there's some type of surface area, that you can then allow the air to escape. Otherwise,
you sound very experienced, Tom.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, nurse, can I just book in an appointment? Nurse on call. I've got my thing stuck in a bottle. My name's Tom Bainbridge.
No, I don't have it stuck in a bottle because I left a little bit of air. And you wouldn't get stuck in. It'd be trying to push it out if you're weeing in it because there's less air in the bottle and you're putting more liquid in. It's pure science, Ollie. It's pure year 8 science.
So what you're saying is there's no drama or any worry about penises getting stuck in the bottles?
I just wouldn't put your penis in a bottle.
Your science is flimsy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Where'd you have to go to an emergency toilet?
Well, it was actually my boss. We flew into Delhi and did an overnight train to Rajasthan. He decided to wear some nice white yoga pants on the train. And before one of the stops, decided that he needed to go to the bathroom. And halfway up the platform, and it was like he was hit by a sniper, but all I saw him was a whole heap of brown stuff just explode in the back of his pants.
Yeah, hit by a brown sniper.
Oh, it was pretty tragic, so I just denied knowing him.
You just what? Denied knowing him?
Yeah, it was, wasn't great for the career, but...
Did the yoga go ahead?
Sorry, what was
the
that?
Yoga? Did you still do yoga?
I don't think he ever did yoga. He's about 125 kilos.
Yeah.
Don't want to stretch too much in that scenario, you know. Oh, could get worse.
Nathan, where'd you have to do an emergency toilet stop?
Listen, guys, it was a few years ago, right? Yeah. And I'm gonna power on through the story.
Okay.
I bought a house. My wife and I bought a house. We had an impromptu party. We had some mates in town because another mate was having his birthday party, a significant birthday party a few nights later. So we're having this party at this place. One of my mates who'd flown in from Queensland, as he was leaving, he leaned out the taxi window and he goes, "Oh, by the way, Nathan, I said, see you in a couple of nights, mate." He goes, "By the way, sneaky poo." And he's like, "Well, what do you mean sneaky poo?" And it was this game that a few of the boys played where they do a poo in each other's house, right? And I wasn't a part of it and I wasn't impressed. And anyway, and I searched through his house. It didn't have any furniture in it.
No.
And I found this pair of shitty boxer pants stashed in there, right?
No.
And I wasn't happy, right? I wasn't happy. Yeah. A couple of nights later at this party, right? And we're sort of coming to the end of the night, and I'm busting the back one out, and the toilet is engaged because I think someone is in there either shagging or doing drugs or something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the kitchen, and it's getting to the crucial point, and I'm looking down, and I'm looking around the kitchen, and I see a Ziploc bag, and I also see some paper towel, right?
No.
And stuff. So I grab the Ziploc bag, because I don't want to just poo down the side of the house.
Okay.
I grab the Ziploc bag and a bag, and I grab some paper towel, and I go down to the bins, right? And I'm squatting down between the bins.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I do one in a Ziploc bag, right, on the right thing. But at that point, I see my mate, and he's leaving the party, and he's said goodbye to people, and he's waiting for a taxi out the front, and he's sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
And it came to me like a crystal bullet, a moment of clarity, and I went, I'm going to get you, right?
No.
And I look at him, and I'm walking, how am I going to get this in his backpack? You beauty, the front pocket zip is open.
No.
And I go, hey, man, it was great to see you. Oh. Nice to see you. No. I'll see you next time you're down. And I slip this poo in the Ziploc bag into his backpack. Ah! Right?
In his backpack?
Right? Yes, into his backpack, right? And I'm going, you beauty. He waves goodbye in the taxi, right? The next afternoon, I ring up, and I go, hey, bud. Sneaky poo on you, you bastard. Right? And he goes, no, Nathan. No. Sneaky poo on airport security.
Oh! Boom! We got there. Very good, Nathan. Oh,
sneaky. I'm going to play sneaky poo with you, Tom.
No, you're not.
That's fun.
It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After 9.
Sneaky poo.
Tomorrow, Silverchair. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Tomorrow's Wacky Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Hope you're joining us for us. Who have we got on the show, Producer Bell, tomorrow? Who's on? Oh, yep. She's always ready to go. Oh, look at her go. She's struggling. She's freaking
Sorry,
out.
I was playing audio. We have Becky Lucas.
Oh, Becky Lucas. Okay. Comedian Becky Lucas. She's awesome. We saw her at the Festival Club the other night in Melbourne. Make sure you get down to that for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And if you can, tickets for our show. Good burp. Tickets for our show. You can head to comedyfestival.com.au. It's called 1,000 Laughs and it's going from Thursday to Sunday.
So I've been drinking a lot of water, Tom. Tonight, have to drink a lot of water tonight.
Cool.
And tomorrow before I head into to give blood. Tomorrow. So, got to get prepared to save three lives once again. The guys out there are obviously looking along in the producer's booth going, well done, Ollie, saving lives again.
Every 3 months and I'm sick of it.
Mate, if you can save lives, you should. And you should be doing it too. I know you say that. What's your excuse?
Well, homos can't give blood.
Gays can't give blood.
Well, gays can't give blood.
If that's the
unless I haven't had sex for a year. Yeah, like any gay person.
Well, I guess your blood's not as pure as mine, Tom, or as healthy.
I don't know about that. I mean, should you really be doing that after the weekend that we had, Ollie?
What? What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
I'm drinking a lot of water.
Festival season. I don't think anybody would want my blood, any of your blood.
My blood is pure. I had a couple of mixed drink UDLs. And I'm good to go.
Yeah, really.
So tomorrow I'll rock into work. I'll have the bandage on. Everyone will know that I've saved three lives, and you will feel like you've done nothing. Buy a new car.
Have you got a badge or something for it?
I got a donated 10 times badge.
Oh yeah,
but that's done now because I've done it like 14 times now. So I need a 14 times badge. Can you make one of those for me?
No, I'm not making you one.
Okay.
Might make a.
What? You're too busy not saving lives, are you?
Mate, I'm saving lives in my own way.
Too busy having sex that disallows you from giving blood. That's your issue. Stop with the sex. Start saving lives.
Don't you dare call me
That's
selfish.
My message to you. Stop having sex and start saving lives. Like me, Ollie Morris. Have a good night. See you tomorrow, everyone. Yeah,
bye.
Well, that was Tom and Ollie for another night.
You're a unique personality.
Now, just before the boys head home to their waterside mansions in their matching Maseratis, a friendly reminder that should you feel the need to consume more of this radio gold, you can catch up on the Triple M app or maybe even follow the boys' activities on the usual socials at Tom and Ollie. Just make sure you put the and in between their names.
You don't want to know what comes up under Tamale.
Till next time, toodaloo, boys.